the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Tony Cascarino, the reason we've asked you to join us tonight is something I think almost unprecedented happened in a major football match last night. I can't remember the situation whereby when a goalkeeper makes two major mistakes, both of which admittedly resulted in goals to the opposing team, that his manager would decide after just 17 minutes to take him off and replace him with another goalkeeper. Which got me thinking, is a manager doing the right thing in doing that because he's got a responsibility to the team and the pitch and the club? But what responsibility has he got to the individual who's made mistakes, who he has so publicly undermined and could undermine for his future career? What do you think?
Well, it's a tough one, Matt, because certain managers I know and played under would have pulled him off, you know, just, I know it's humiliation time, but would have made that call. And other managers would have certainly considered maybe leaving him on and just seeing how the next 20, 15, 20 minutes played out and get to halftime and make a call. It's a tough one, Matt, because I've seen outfield players being taken off. I saw the great Liam Brady, okay, it was in a testimonial against West Germany. He got taken off after 20 minutes by Jack Charlton because he didn't like what Liam was doing in the testimonial.
Tony, were you playing that day? Because I was in the crowd that day and I remember being appalled by the treatment of Liam Brady. And Brady was furious. Here he was, one of the greatest players we'd ever had play for Ireland. And I think it was Andy Townsend was sent in to replace him. And I think Jack Charlton wanted to replace Liam in the Irish team with Andy Townsend. And he saw this as a chance. But it wasn't a fixture that meant anything like last night's game. Surely a manager has to be a little bit more sensitive to the players.
Well, yeah, Matt. It's a tough one because look, there's so many players I know would be furious as well. I mean, the reaction of the Tottenham team is to go up to him and give him a cuddle and, you know, try and lift him in that moment. And then there's the bigger picture is the game. I'm not condoning what the manager did, Matt. It was awful. It was terrible viewing. It was the ultimate humiliation. It really was. And everyone's going to feel sorry for the lad. But you're going to have to find some resilience, Matt, as a player, because many walks of life in industries and, you know, if you perform badly and so badly, you can be taken out the firing line. And that's what happened to him last night. I didn't like the way he done it. I felt he should have gone up to him and had a word in his ear to say, look, I had to make a change. But then there's also, Matt, there is the side of how unprofessional this Tottenham team is and this club. This club from top to bottom is everything is wrong. I'd love someone to tell me what part of this football club is right. Is it the hierarchy? No. Is it the coaching staff? No. Is it the manager? No. Players? Definitely not, Matt. And this is what's a running theme through this football team. And I've said to you week after week, I just don't like a lot about what I see from these players. And Matt, it's one that's going to live in everybody's memory last night because
Tony,
never seen anything.
There were a lot of people felt, I mean, you've sort of alluded to it there, that Igor Tudor, who is stand-in temporary manager at Tottenham, had made the decision to pick this goalkeeper, Kinski, which was a surprise to many people, even if Vicario hasn't been playing particularly well. And that if he had decided, OK, I've made a mistake, my mistake for picking you, you've made two major errors, he should have gone to him on the sideline and had a word in his ear on the way. The fact that he didn't even sort of look at him is what I think those people are feeling is too harsh.
Matt, I don't think he wants to look at any of his players. That's what I feel. I don't mean it's just Kinski. I think it's all of them. I think he keeps changing formation. He's changing personnel on a regular basis. He's made huge mistakes. Now, one thing tactically, Matt, and look, you can call me a dinosaur or not. Casseroles is going to say, right? What is wrong with just saying, Nugent, lad in goal, you just get your back three or back four, whoever, you know, how many you're playing at the back, squeeze up to the halfway line for the first 15, 20 minutes, get him into the game and not make any simple minor errors in an away leg in the first, obviously the first match. that you don't put yourself out that tight and let the young lad grow into the game. You're absolutely right. Vicario has been awful as well, Matt. It's a case of the manager's spinning plates. He can't find a starting 11 that he really likes, and he's made a big call and it's backfired. And nearly every call he has made has backfired. And Matt, he could lose his job, and you could say, well, that's a bit unfair after four games and he'd be gone, you know. But it's you keep making bad calls, and he's doing it as a manager as well, which is not helping anything.
Okay, there's a couple of things. A couple of listeners have pointed out that there's a degree of ruthlessness in Gaelic football and in hurling, that players have been in big games, be it in the All-Ireland finals and in championship matches, have been taken off far, far more quickly than might happen in professional football. Other listeners pointing out that there have been times when managers have been too slow to change goalkeepers while they might be faster to change outfield players. A couple of people bringing up the case of Liverpool goalkeeper Karius in a previous Champions League final.
Yeah, I know, Matt. I thought of him last night, because even though Klopp handled it far better and sort of stood by him, he never played for that club, did he?
Again,
he didn't play. He was never involved. So the axe still fell, Matt, didn't it? So as much as we sympathise for him and all that stuff that goes on, you know, behind, Karius ended up playing abroad and had to reignite his career again.
But at least he did. And hopefully Kinski will be able to do that. But it's unlikely, isn't it, that we'll ever see him play for Tottenham again?
Well, it's more likely, Matt, if they change a manager.
That's
and
true.
And the manager comes, you know, if they change a manager, he might get given another chance. And I'm sure the fans would, you know, give him a reception to try and boost him and give him confidence. It was a really mad night, Matt. Watching it was just like, it was the most amazing 17 minutes I've ever seen in football. What went on in that 17.
That's why sport's the ultimate reality television for many people. Tony Cascarino, thank you. Talk to you later in the week.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.